school forever.
Alright, fuck that shit. Word. Fuck that other shit, you know what I'm saying? We gonna do a little something like this, you know what I'm saying?
Stay up on this.
Keep it on and on and on and on and, you know what I'm saying? Big Nas, Grand Wizard, dog, what is it?
Like,
you know what I'm saying? Yo, gang.
I rap for listeners, blunt heads, fly ladies and prisoners, Hennessy holders and old school niggas, then I be dissing the unofficials that Mo Wooly tie. I dropped out of Coolie High, gas the bar, cocaine, cutie pie, jungle survivor, fuck who's the lava. My man put the battery in my back, a difference for managers, a sentence begins indented. With formality, moderation's infinite, money wise, a physiology, poetry that's a part of me. Retardedly bop, I dropped the ancient manifested hip hop, straight off the block, I reminisce of park chairs. My man was shot for a sheep coat. Chocolate blessing, make me see him dropping my weed smoke. It's real, grew up in tripe life, the times of white lines, the high pipes, murderous night times, the night fights and bright crimes. Chill on the block with Carniac, cold strap, with my peeps that's in the drug money market interact. No sign of the beast and a blue Chrysler, I guess that means peace for niggas, no shice device to just snipe ya. Start off the dice, roll the match for crap to CeeLo. What's our bet, so roll the deuce, nothing below.
Peace God,
now the shit is explained. I'm taking niggas on a trip straight through memory lane. It's like that, y'all. It's like that, y'all.
It's like that.
Check that prognosis, is it real or showbiz? My window faces, shootouts, drug overdoses. Live amongst neuroses, only the drama. For real, a nickel plate is my fate. My medicine is the ganja, here's my basis. My razor embraces many faces. Your telephone blown, black stitches or patulaces. People's a petrol, dramatic, automatic, fofo. I let blow and back down popo when I'm vexo. My pen taps the paper, then my brain's blank. I see dark streets, hustling brothers who keep the same rank. Pumping for something, some are prosperous or fail. Judges hanging niggas, uncorrect bells for direct sales, my intellect prevails. From my hanging cross with nails, I reinforce the frail with lyrics that's real. Word to Christ, a disciple of streets, trifle on beats, I decipher prophecies through a mic to say peace. I hung around the older fools while they sling smack the dingbats. They spoke with fat cat, that nigga's name ain't bell rings. Blacks and fame scream about Supreme Team of Jamaica Queens thing. Uptown was outpost, son, heard he was kingpin. Yo, fuck rap is real, watch the herb stand still. Never talking to snakes, cause the words a man kill. True in the game, as long as blood is blue in my vein, I pour my Heineken brew to my deceased crew in memory lane.
Nasty Nas taking you back to memory lane right here on the Home Invasion Show. You rock it with Living Large, and I saw some previews on Internet Movie Database for the movies coming out in October. Now, I'm a big fan of horror movies, so you know I love when Halloween comes by, because you know a lot of horror movies start coming out and everything. And you know, most of the movies were either hit or miss with me, but I'm really excited for this one movie called VHS. If you haven't seen the trailer for it, go ahead and look it up, because it's a really, really crazy movie. But basically, the story goes like this, all right? Some criminals are hired to break into some person's house and steal this one VHS tape. So they end up breaking into the house, and they're looking for the tape. And finally, when they find it, they want to know exactly why they want to just steal that one tape from the house. So they end up playing it, and apparently it's 5 stories cut down and, you know, kind of like Paranormal Activity and Blair Witch. And It's all supernatural, but you know, I was really excited when I saw it because I'm a very big fan of found footage and horror of the horror genre. But I said to myself, I'm like, you know, this movie would have been a lot better if it was more real, you know. So instead of supernatural elements, they could have done it like, you know, nothing like Saw, I guess, you know, something more disturbing, you know, something that shows us the real evils in human nature. But you know, that's just me, and I'm sick and twisted like that. But it's all good, because we're going to keep the music ball rolling. We got some more great tunes coming at you, so keep tuning in.
See, motherfuckers, understand what you feel, because it's a moving jam and everything's a room. See, motherfuckers, understand what you feel, because it's a moving jam and everything's
a room. It's time to blow up the spot, any venue, we send you through the roof. All the jams we done been through is proof. We blend truth with mathematics, doing acrobatics over beats. They sound dramatic when they played in Land Rover Jeeps. I know my peeps is in the front of the stage, smoking blunts with the stroking stunts. Ready to set it when the word is given. I know you heard how we was living, never taking no shit, just staying clever and making the hits. Shaking the tits of the honeys when they jump, making monies when we bump. Cause slumps is for chumps and we pumps. Worldwide girls slide backstage, looking for a free ride, legs divide at a young age. Lord Jamal is like Jesus, speaking in parables. And to devils it's unbearable to see this, but they ain't got no choice, no escaping the penetration of the voice.
Some motherfuckers understand what you feel, cause it's a union jam and everything's real.
Look, the ex is like no other, who can drop it in the rain? I'm not that hot, so give me back my lighter. Stage right in the party at night. I'm in the shadows, thinking about returning to the spotlight. The ex is top flight, ESPN highlight. From throughout the rhythm, I give them what I give them. Oil slickness on that ass like you win. I know what I'm doing, leave your whole town ruined. Brand newbie and the name alone stands. Overseas fans be shouting different accents. So hence the Black Prince from 2-0. Soft spoken but my words comprehended by the herds. Going back to the days past the old gun phase. All stay in the maze, all get caught with the rays. Cause the X is like the master of the phrase.
Some motherfuckers understand what you feel, cause it's a moving jam and everything's a understand what you feel, cause it's a moving jam and everything's real.
I want the mic in the clutch, cause it's too cold to hold and too hot to touch. I'm like the thoroughbred searching for cheese. You can't cut off the head of a fatal disease.
MCs freeze at 32 degrees below. Justice served, now I just bust this herb in the head with another jam set by the brother man. Letters for the other man, understand.
Say motherfuckers, understand what you feel, cause it's a moving jam and everything's real. So say motherfuckers, understand what you feel, cause it's a moving jam and everything's real. Say motherfuckers, understand what you feel, cause it's a moving jam and everything's real. Say motherfuckers, understand what you feel, cause it's a moving jam and everything's real.
Oh, so real, so real. Lil Wayne is 6 or 7 feet. Lady Gaga has a poker face, and we couldn't care less. With a name like Apollo, you could expect nothing but the hottest in indie and underground hip-hop. More than just music, more like an audio masterpiece from artists like Elzai, Idea, and Cannabis. So if you're a connoisseur of hip-hop, ghetto snob, or a fan of the boom-bap sound, then the Pytheon Hour hosted by myself, Apollo the Child, is just for you. Champion of the breakbeats, tune in weekly on the Home Invasion Station for tunes straight out of Mount Olympus.
Confront their frustration. The principles of true hip hop have been forsaken. It's all contractual and about money making. Pretend to be cats, don't seem to know their limitation. Exact replication and false representation. You wanna be a man, then stand your own. To MC requires skills, I demand some show. I let the frauds keep fronting and roam like a cellular phone far from home, giving crowds what they wantin'. Official hip hop consumption, the fifth thumping, keeping your party jumping with an original something. Yo, I dedicate this to the one dimensional. No imagination, excuse for perpetration. My man came over and said, "Joe, we thought we heard you. Joke's on you, you heard a biting ass crew, but the game is ill-natured, it's nothing sacred. And yo, it's funny what I see some rap niggas do to make it. A few will blow up or go as far as they could take it. My 9 to 5 is just to hit you, get the party live. I'm Black Thought, used to rap for sport. Now the rhyme's saying rent, pay, and life support. I take it very seriously within this industry. It's various crews that try to touch me, but I come with the beautiful things, and I bless the track lushly. Around the world, crowds love me from doing tours. Recipient of applause from all of you and yours. Creator of original sounds that's in the stores you take home to absorb and sweat it out your pores. Now who can stop the music running through these veins? Infinitely go against the grain. That's why my motto is to
never do.
The life of limos and lights, airplanes and trains, short days and long nights, keyboards and mics, bass chords and drum kicks. In my mental deck, they hit my head like brick as I embark on a mission. Welcome into the dark. When I first spark the arts, when the listening start, open your head wide and let the thought inside. My style fortified by all of Philadelphia. My delf more stealth than all the wicked wealth. I mentality undetectable by the naked eye. Dick, I get paid when the record is played. To put it short, I want it made like Ed. Enough said. Then after that, I'm putting on my cousin Hamed. We let the ladies blend with the dark skin devil bread and discover my level is that of no other. And Roots Crew reign official and true while I'm continuing to
never do.
legendary Roots crew holding it down for Philly on the Home Invasion show. Now, if you're a fan of the Roots, then I got some good news for you. Questlove has confirmed that the Roots do have a new album coming out real soon, so be on the lookout for that. He also said that it's going to have a different sound than their previous album, Undone, so that could be a good or bad thing to different people. Now, I'm going to make a confession to everybody. I haven't been checking out the Roots, like their newer stuff, so I don't know what Undone sounds like. But I think the last album I heard for the Roots, not in its entirety, but like bits and pieces, like, you know, different songs, was Game Theory. You know, they had a whole dedication to Jay Dilla, you know, rest in peace, one of the greats. And, you know, I really miss the Roots when they were making, you know, the jazz blend with their hip-hop. And the reason why I kind of stopped is because it seemed like they were leaning more towards the rock than it did the jazz. But, you know, I could be wrong. I don't know. You know, maybe they went back to the jazz sound. You know, I'm not going to be biased on that. But, you know, respect is given. For sure, respect is given. You know, they're one of those legendary people that, you know, unless they do something really, really, really drastic, then respect for them isn't going to go down for me. But, you know, they got some new stuff coming out. But if that can't hold you down and you really want to hear some more Roots stuff, I'm pretty sure all you Roots fans already know this, but everybody else that want to get their Roots fixed, go ahead and type in Money Making Jam Boys on Google, and Google will hook you up with a free mixtape that they released. And that album consists of, you know, Black Thought and Dice Raw and a whole bunch of other people. So I'm pretty sure that will hold you down till their new album coming out. They do have a name for their new album, but, you know, I'm not going to try to say it because it's like, it's really... I don't know, it looks intimidating. I'm not going to try to botch it up for anything like that in respect for the Roots. But, you know, go ahead and check that out. I know it's going to sound pretty dope. And, yeah, no need to tell me. I will check out their new stuff, all right? But for now, we got some more tunes lined up, some more tunes coming at you, so keep tuning in for that.
Are you tired of looking whack? Do you want to look cool? Are you tired of people being in your business? Well, you need not worry again. Get some Lokes. That's right, some Lokes. For the amazingly low price of $4.99.
Now available at your nearest South Central liquor store.
Keeping the records ruthless with the Godfather Gangsta Rap, Eazy-E, featuring MC Ren, the Villain in Black, right here on the Home Invasion Show. Check it out.
Well, it be the real niggas back with that hard street shit. Bitch niggas be pissing a fit, but I say fuck 'em when I buck 'em. It's that nigga with the cool and mellow shit for your ass. Taking niggas back through the past. All up on my nuts, shit be swinging like a fist. Can't even take a piss. If I did, niggas would cut they wrists in a motherfucking candy fold. Beat that ass with the switch, then blast on the bitch who was all in my shit. It's that nigga red back for the 9-5. They said real niggas was dead, but this nigga be alive. So I'm putting it down with that nigga E. For all of my niggas in the CPT. So here we go again with part three of the script. Making bitch made niggas bite they lip when we dip. So tell me how the fuck do it feel to get hit with the motherfucking real.
The motherfucking real.
Now everything's good in my hood and it's zone and poppin' easy. Motherfucking E from Eastside, South Compton. Straight giving up the real on how a nigga feel. Talk that shit, motherfuckers, caps get peeled. Laying low in the cut. Getting high than the motherfucker, niggas know what's up. I'm that gangster, gangster. Is that what they're still yelling? Nigga G to a T, sagging and bailing. Live by the gun, you know what I'm saying, Ren?
Yeah.
So I'll guess I'll die by that motherfucker then. So when I die, niggas bury me. Make sure my shit reads easy motherfucking E. And it's a fact, to be exact, my tombstone should read, he put Compton on that map. And that's how a nigga feel, when I'm giving up the motherfucking real.
The motherfucking real.
Real,
fucking these niggas till they drop.
The motherfucking real.
night, it's alright, niggas. It's too hard, motherfuckers on the streets. It's the nigga MC Ren and the nigga Easy.
Doesn't you wish the fuck that you could do it? Got a 9mm. Don't make me have to shoot it. Who gives a fuck about the police? Cause them the main motherfuckers that break the peace. Now let me know, how the fuck do you feel? Getting hit with the motherfucking real.
The motherfucking real.
Out there, that's true to the motherfucking gang. NWA's back in this bitch, and busta ass niggas don't even understand it. Yo, Yella, kick that shit.
Now, before we bring out another miracle, we have a word from one of our sponsors.
See, the white man makes dope, right? Then he gives it to us. Then he wants to buy it from us, right? Then he puts us in jail when we sell it to him, man. It don't make no fucking sense. Only thing a man's got is his family and his pride.
Yeah. Yeah. Fool. You know how we do it.
Ass rap song, hitting all night long, just like me on the black and white ivory, getting six on a teetly. You don't wanna see a G break your ass like dishes, buster ass tricks, sleep with the fishes, running from Lennox up at Venice. They wanna have me in stripes like Dennis the Menace, but that ain't poppin', ain't no stopping, faux hoppin', ass dropping, coup de ville, my troop can heal, fool, I got skills, so back on up, or I check that chin. Down as fuck, and I'm full off hand. You gets no love, and I thought you knew it. Fool, you know how we do it. Chillin' with the homie, smelling the bud. Double parked, and I'm talking to Dub about who got a plan, who got a plot, who got. And who got shot? Cause everybody knows that he got the info. Crazy tunes hanging out the window. Fool, I got them bomb ass tapes. The lynch mob, Planet of the Apes. I'm down with eight, and what's up? Cam and Solo, they got nuts. When Ice Cube write a sentence, I want the bomb. Just like George Clinton, SKP is down to catch a body. Put it on knee deep, we'll turn out your party. It gets no love, and I thought you knew it. Fool, you know how we do it. Jack me on a lick, cause I'm that fool from South Central. You think you stuck yourself with a number two pit, so that's how I poke hot lead in your ass. With more bounce to the ounce and a dash, mash up Van Ness, headed for the west. Everything is great, slow down for the depth on 108. Keep mashing, don't drink and dry to keep the fall from crashing. Stash in the clock, and I thought you knew it. You know how we do it.
Ice Cube, you know how we do it, right here on the Home Invasion Show. You rockin' with Living Large,
And that song's straight classic. I love Ice Cube's older work, you know, from America's Most Wanted all the way up to Lethal Injection, I believe. Anything after that is kind of, you know, War and Peace was mediocre to me. But anything after that, I didn't even bother checking out with Ice Cube because, I don't know, he started to falter after that, you know? But it is what it is. He's coming out with some movies now. He's apparently, he said that they're going to make a new Friday movie. And Chris Tucker is going to be the main character in the next one. And the next movie is going to be called Last Friday. And Ice Cube is going to try to get all the characters from past and present and put them into one movie. And, you know, I'm just hoping that DJ Pooh's character is going to be in that movie. I forgot what his name was in the movie, but you probably remember him because he was the one that said, after he got robbed by Devo, he's like, my grandmama got me that chain. You know, I don't know. It was pretty funny to me. So I hope he's going to be in the movie. And I hope he's writing the story for the movie because, you know, anything that DJ Pooh writes turns out to be gold. Case in point, San Andreas. You know, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. That was actually written by DJ Pooh. And look how popular that game went to be, you know. So hopefully he's in it. And everything's all good with that. And the Friday movies, I loved Friday. Friday After Next was bad. But Next Friday was okay to me. I don't know. Friday After Next was... There was a lot of problems with Friday After Next. I don't know. It wasn't funny. The characters were just lacking. You know, I hated how they added Cat Williams, I believe. I hated his character. You know, that was one character that a lot of people were saying was pretty dope, but I just could have went without him, you know? But, you know, it is what it is. So hopefully this next Friday movie is going to be really funny. And, yeah. I don't know, though. I'm not going to hold my breath, so I don't know how you guys feel about that. But, you know, we've been playing a lot of these legendary rappers that passed on, you know, like Eazy-E and Tupac. So I thought this next song would be real fitting, you know, to end the show. But before I let you guys go, I would like to do some shameless plug. You know, I want you guys to go ahead and check out my blog site, www.largelyliving.wordpress.com. That's largely, largely, living, livin.wordpress.com. You know, go ahead and show some love, drop down some comments and everything like that. And yeah, stay up. Peace.
Yeah, what's up? Rip. Shout out to my dead partners.
My nigga went crazy. He's trapped in a cell. He chopped off his fingers and sent them back in the mail. If life is a bitch, I pimp it just like a hoe. I make all my money from slinging ounces of coke. I shot my bitch, cause she was a fiend. She sprayed me with mace and tried to run off with my ring. I'm living in fear, motherfuckers wanna jack when I'm 187, niggas, best friends of Mac 10. Niggas be rolling up on me and loading a clip and staying on slipping. But I'm in a fucked up state of the mind and I'm packing a nine and I'm not tripping cause I'm strapped. Thinking about my nigga took out in the gang. R.I.P. Plan B, Jesse was his name. So rest in peace, peace, my nigga Rick. R.I.P. Yeah, R.I.P.
What's up, Plan?
Rest in
I forgot
peace
about you, homie.
Niggas on the wall.
Johnny B. What's up, player?
R.I.P.
I forgot about you, Reese. I hope y'all did.
Niggas on the saying? Wall.
Big Dad.
R.I.P.
J.R.
Rest in peace to dead.
See
niggas
some
on
mo.
The wall.
Yeah.
When I was young, I had the lust to pull the trigger. So I know how it feels to shoot another nigga. Take one of mine. I take 10 of yours. You call up your posse. I call up my boys. The phone keep was jumping. But why should it jump? Niggas with Uzis and hella niggas with pumps. Ready to spray, do a nigga up proper. Did my boy in good, chopped him up with the chopper. See some mo from the north, Johnny B from the crew. Seen a nigga get blasted, his bloody foot in his shoe. The bag, the body, the bag. From 40s to funerals, from chronic to Zags. I'm rolling up one, for niggas that die. I pull out some 40 and hit the strip in my ride. And lift on the top, cause my top drop. Hand on my Glock, in case I gotta pop.
Yeah, fool.
Rest in peace.
What y'all know about my partner, Mark Cross? Y'all know nothing about Eric Bass.
R.I.P.
Y'all know nothing about Greg Brown Singer.
Rest in peace to dead niggas on the wall.
OGs.
R.I.P.
They got much love.
Rest in peace to dead niggas on the wall. My nigga had bomb. We called him Big Daddy. Six slugs in the chest. Put my boy in the grave. I went to his house. to get me a sack. His brother stood on the porch and told me the facts. Strange how it happened. He went out for a night. Strange car drove up. That's when the pistols would pop. Should I pull on the trigger and we bail on these niggas? Should I roll up the endo, get throw up drunk off the liquor? Memorials of my dead niggas on the wall. And when I die, I know I'm dying with a bullet, y'all. But the nigga that take me out, he better had a clout. Because my niggas gonna chop your bloody body route. You know this nigga ain't afraid to die. Just write my name on the wall. Thanks to S-P-I-C-E. R.I.P. Rest in peace, nigga. R.I.P. Rest in peace to dead niggas on the wall. R.I.P. Rest in peace to dead niggas on the wall. R.I.P. Rest in peace to dead niggas on the wall. R.I.P. Rest in peace.